You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Mental health and substance abuse disorders impact about 18,000 children and 54,000 adults here in Idaho. This is regardless of age, gender, ethnicity, or socioeconomic level, which means you likely know someone who is suffering, yet you may not know who they are, because within our culture, there is still such stigma around mental health as well as substance abuse. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this is Dr. Ron Larson with Optum Idaho. Welcome to the program.
Well, good to be here. Thanks.
So, Dr. Larson, with so many people suffering, I mean, everyone has to know someone, but they may not know that they know this individual. Why do you think, though, that there is still such stigma that you wouldn't know if someone close to you was suffering?
Right. Certainly the numbers are large. That is that each of us has a lifetime risk of about 20% chance of having a mental health issue.
Huh.
So it shouldn't be something that's swept under the rug.
Mm-hmm.
The difficulty is that it's easier to talk about going to my dentist or my dermatologist, mm-hmm. and what works for me. So there is this feeling that mental health is different. Actually, the research shows that mental health issues and substance abuse issues really are medical at their core, and we should see them the same way. So this is Mental Health Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
I want to beat the drum for the fact that people should see, or I would hope they would gradually move towards, understanding that mental health and substance abuse issues are just as medical as anything else.
But therein lies the issue, I think, sometimes, is that there still tends to be, in certain circles within our society, this idea that if you have a mental health issue, you know, you just figure it out, get over it. If you are suffering from a substance abuse issue, stop using.
Right.
Right.
And of interest, it's a lack of education on one hand. So educating people about the fact that we all are individuals and mm-hmm. we all have issues. Another issue is that we tend to see the issue, not the person. And so one of the things we believe in a great deal about that stigma is, no, see the person. And by the way, they may have an issue.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you talk about the idea, too, of acknowledging it, right? Education. Some of it has to be being able to talk about it, because if we don't talk about it, then we're not aware of it.
Sure. So it's a connection. Two people talking about it, someone sharing. And the nature of that connection needs to be not confrontational, not judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's part of the stigma, too, that somehow we feel like we'll be judged mm-hmm. or seen less of a person if we talk about it. It's just not true.
You know, it's interesting. There's a podcast that I listen to regularly, and the two hosts of this podcast talk about their therapists all the time. They talk about having had depression. It is part of their conversation within this podcast, and it's a very popular podcast throughout the United States. What I have found interesting by listening is how these two hosts are normalizing what they deal with.
Thank you very much. I can't think of a better example. We all can do some of that normalizing. We can act in the places where we are. So if we go to church on Sunday, if we are at schools, if we talk to our children and represent some of those issues of hope and here's a medical problem, and you don't say the crazy person.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you say, hey, Jane, our neighbor, and by the way, I talked to her yesterday about one of her issues. So that's part of the normalizing as well.
I'm speaking with Dr. Ron Larson with Optum Idaho. We're talking about the stigma that still surrounds mental illness. And what are some of the – are there simple signs and symptoms to be looking for? And I ask that because at the same time, you also don't want to invade someone's privacy either.
That's exactly right. It really starts with listening. Now, that's the – basic part of any relationship.
Right.
So it's good for all of us to be better listeners and sometimes read between the lines. You can also ask for, maybe we've mentioned this before, what I call verbal pauses or vowel therapy. Oh, something you do very well. And the
my kids tell me I'm not listening when I do that, by the way.
But people are engaged. Sometimes mm-hmm. they want to talk and we just fill in the spaces. So being a better listener and then connecting with the person.
Are there certain things, especially like with a mental illness condition, and maybe let's talk about something like depression. Are there certain things that you can say, maybe I should dig a little deeper into that?
Yeah, I think one of the words that comes to mind is empathy. That, I wonder what it would feel like if I were in that person's shoes.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes you're a better listener when that happens. Sometimes you ask better questions when that happens. So getting out of your own skin and being someone that can feel, perhaps, what the other person's feeling.
And then what about when it comes, as you said, talking to our kids? Because just, you know, in my experience, I've noticed that there are times where, you know, your kiddos are, they might be a bit anxious. They might be going through something that makes them a little sad. And I have said, you know, to my children that it's like, it's okay to be sad. I mean, that's normal. We're, you know, everyone is sad. If you are sad until X amount of time, then we might need to go talk to somebody.
Correct.
So how do we broach that with our children to normalize the conversation to that this is life?
Yes. Yeah, so I think the most important thing with children is being available when they want to talk about it.
Right,
this is really hard.
Yeah. They want to talk at 10 o'clock at night when you're ready to go to bed.
That's right. So as a parent, you need to look for those opportunities. But I think the other one is just you also show it in your daily kind of behaviors. So by witnessing and the way you treat other people, your kids really pick up on our children, our youth, our adolescents, pick up on our attitudes.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can have a healthy attitude towards someone, they grow up with a healthy attitude as well.
So it's also about how we as adults talk about mental health issues, how we talk about people suffering from substance abuse issues.
Sure, because if you say, man, I'll bet you, he's really hurting, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And you take a minute and your daughter can say, oh, wow, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So experience, interaction.
And ultimately, it comes down to raising the awareness.
Exactly. If my chances are 20% of having
that's
a mental issue, then,
I'm
preparing the culture for me too, and to recognize that we're all in it together.
And when you say that 20%, I mean, that's one in five people over a lifetime, but it might be, you know, an episode or something like that. We're not talking about a lifetime of this, correct?
Exactly. At any given time point, prevalence is much less. But over a lifetime. So in my 30s, I might really need your help for a while.
Uh-huh.
And then in my 40s, I might be able to help someone else. And that's one of the things that we think is important too.
And ultimately, if someone is suffering or if someone is concerned about someone suffering, we do have helplines, correct?
Places without a doubt. You can get online. We have the 212 number. We have ways of getting to that help. What we usually tell people, though, start with your family doctor, start with your minister, your mm-hmm. priest. For a youth, talk to your parent about it. And our job then is to listen.
Right. And that is ultimately, I think, especially with kids, it is that empathetic listening, as you said, giving them that space to be able to talk.
Right. When they're ready.
Yeah, when they're ready. Absolutely. Because they're not going to tell you anything before then. I want to thank you for coming in and talking about this today. It is important that we do discuss it. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
My guest today, Dr. Ron Larson with Optum Idaho, talking about mental health awareness, and the stigmas still surrounding mental illness. Again, thanks so much for the conversation. Up next, we take a look back at Boise's streetcar line. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.